part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listening to Ndiweni is my name. And yeah, you are listening to The Glorious Morning only on AWR, powered by SID Media. This is the Weekend Breakfast Edition. And you are joining us for our live couch. And in our live couch, we have conversations about anything, I think, for the most part, and everything for the most part, yeah. And this morning, we want to talk about World Radio Day. It is a thing, and yeah, World Radio is a thing. World Radio Day has been happening since, I think it's 2011. I hope I'm right. That's the part that I did not go and double check. But I think it's been around since that time. Obviously, to recognize the people who are, you know, broadcasting and doing that work of sharing information with the world. And that's something very important. Can you imagine if we never got the opportunity to have information, and, you know, we would be in the dark ages every single day of our lives, basically, in a nutshell. That is not something that I want for you. It is not something that I want for myself either. So, radio is life, you know, at least for me. Yeah, maybe for you too. And which is why I think maybe you are tuning in right now as well to radio, as opposed to finding yourself doing something else. We do things that we want to do, that we enjoy doing. Yes, of course, sometimes if there's no benefit from it, then maybe you wouldn't do it unless discipline is an issue. That's something. That's another conversation altogether. But for me, had there been no radio, in what ways, I would want to know, would your life perhaps be different? Because in my personal life, I think it would have been an extra boring life growing up, you know, for starters, without radio. Considering that, you don't have a TV, what more if there's no radio? Should say, the radio becomes the voices in the house. Not saying that's a bad thing, but a lack of information would be something that we would suffer, which also, yeah, not the kind of life that I would want to sign up for. The opportunity to not find passion in something that today is one of the reasons of my happiness, you know, that if I had not been exposed to radio from a young age, the ability to learn how to imagine, and this one I love, how to create pictures in your mind without seeing the actual visuals is really powerful. It's kind of like reading a book. You have to imagine what you see, okay? And radio does the same thing. If you've never seen me, in your mind, you've got an image of what you think I look like because of how you hear me speak, the voice that you hear, the energy that I have or don't have, or, you know, so all those things are how radio influences us. It makes us more visual, but imaginatively so. And that's a very powerful tool that I fear we are losing in our world today, because not just TV, but social media, everything has a picture to it. Yeah, man. Oh, I hate the thought of not being able to think creatively, because everything that I could have probably come to think has been put out in the world already, you know? And so you'll never feel like you are original because it comes from somewhere already. Yeah, that's unfortunate. But radio it's also a more affordable alternative for millions around the world. And I think radio is probably more audible, like literally when you know, volume-wise, than, for example, TV. You know, so many people can hear the radio at the same time than they could if they watched TV. Many, many people receive information through radio services. That's a really good thing. And so radio has serious responsibilities for us to be just making jokes all the time on radio. That cannot be. our mandate. You guys know that from here we say from broadcast to baptism. That's how serious radio is. I want to share a few experiences that over the years and even most recently I saw or heard from radio. Now, I remember a few years ago, someone made a very harmful joke on radio by calling a friend. Why this person did this? He's a prominent figure now in the media space. I don't know why he did this, but he called a friend on radio only to tell this person that you are ugly. It's one of the most mean things that I have ever heard another human being do. Very mean on radio. The friend was so excited to listen, to hear, get a call from the friend, only to be told about features that she cannot change about herself. Ukuthi umubi. Like, it was difficult to listen to that. It was very difficult. We should do better than that. We need to be responsible on radio. You know, we need to use this medium responsibly. We do not exist to hurt people's feelings. That's for starters. Now, radio is also another place that, you know, I have received and watched, or rather listened to people receiving healing from many different shows, people getting free advice when a topic that speaks to them comes up, because not everyone is able to afford certain services. And radio, you know, is this institution, it's this tool that brings people together to give people advice. You can't afford a lawyer? Oh, we've got a lawyer in the studio, and this is what we are speaking about. Send through your questions. Free legal advice. I think that is really important. I think that is very important. So I love that about radio as well. Most recently, speaking about how radio can be positive and sometimes negative, most recently, as in yesterday, I heard on one of the most famous radio shows in South Africa, exposing a cheating scandal by mistake. So a guy is being gifted a special Valentine meal live on radio. And when asked who he's going to be taking as his Valentine for this meal that's going to be paid for by the station, the radio station, he gives the name of a new relationship, basically. A girlfriend is brand new. You understand? Girlfriend is 3 months, but there's a real relationship that is 3 years. And the three-year girlfriend is listening in shocked because she had entered the competition trying to do something nice for her boyfriend. Yeah. And is she not shocked when she hears another name that is not her name being given? So unfortunately, her little gift backfired. And I mean, course, he denied it. He denied it, gaslit everyone, denied it completely live on national radio. Yeah, the cheating, he denied it. But my point is, radio has saved lives. It continues to save lives. It is a wonderful and most affordable tool to information, especially when used responsibly. How have you been blessed by radio? What are you grateful for with regards to radio? We're not supposed to use it to hurt other people's feelings. We need to use it responsibly. And I hope that that is what we are doing here. We are supposed to be a messengers of hope. And it doesn't matter what station you listen to, Christian or not Christian, but ideally, we are supposed to be people who bring other people hope, information, some kind of peace, some kind of feeling like, oh, I'm not alone. That is very important. And yeah, that's what we are. We are a mouthpiece. That is what SID Media does. And I hope that you can definitely certify that. +27 73 470 3520.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.